Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 89, Eating Me Out of House and Home. First, I want to share some news with you. I have gotten some emails concerning a couple of contests that are going on. The first one is a Design a Pincushion, and this is being offered through Pieceworks Magazine. The pincushion can be made out of a lot of different media. There are entries for knitting, crocheting, lace work, quilting. I pretty much think that the whole world is open. Just use your imagination and design a pincushion. I'll put the link to the instructions and the rules and the contest entry information on my website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. Another contest is the Knitting Pattern a Day. They're already calling for both original knitting and crocheting patterns. They are offering money this time for the best entries, so if you have any patterns that you would like to get out and share with other people in the community, this would be a great opportunity to do it. Now, several of you have been asking me about Sadie and how Sadie is doing, and is she getting the fence? Pretty much, yes, she is. We did have an incident the other day. I may have mentioned that she does not like thunderstorms. And we had a very bad storm one night. And the next morning I went outside and there was no Sadie to be found. And I was disappointed, but also kind of understood. And I called her and I called her. Didn't see her at all coming from the woods. Well, as I went around to turn on the water to fill up the sheep's water buckets, I heard a whining. And I thought, oh no, she's gotten herself hurt. So I go running around the front of the house and still there is no Sadie. And I call her and I listened a little bit closer and I heard the whining again. And I got closer to the house. She had barricaded herself under the front porch. Now the problem is that the wires that control the invisible fence are also under the front porch. The poor baby was huddled in a corner trying to get as far away from the wires as possible, yet still be safe. And she had gotten herself way away from the way that she had broken in to begin with and couldn't get herself out. Oh, it was pitiful. It took me probably 30-40 minutes to crawl under there and slowly inch her out. Now, I turned off the fence, but that didn't really matter because she had been thoroughly traumatized by the whole event. And so it was reassure, pet, pet, pull a couple of inches, reassure, pet, pet, you know how it goes. Then the other day I had opened up the fencing a little bit to let the sheep into the front yard. And you know how the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence? Well, the sheep seemed to think so too. And I had just propped it and not really attached it as firmly as I should have. So they jiggled it loose and they were gone. But Sadie did not leave. She cried and she called the alarm. And we went out there to discover her very upset that her sheep had run away. But she didn't run away with them. I'm very proud of her and her understanding of her boundaries now. She still has a few oddities I'd like to work on. One of them is that she hates the downspouts. I don't know if this goes back to her dislike of thunderstorms or what, but the little bottom curved piece of the downspout, she will pull it off and eat it. I have replaced it several times only to have it pulled off and eaten. I was a bit at my wit's end, and I was talking to some other people at the yarn store about my trials with Sadie and downspouts, and one woman says, "Yeah, that sounds like our Rufus." And I said, "Rufus?" She says, "Yeah, he's a Great Dane. He doesn't like the southwest corner of the house. Or maybe I should say he likes it a bit too much." After a little prodding, we got it out of her that he is eating the southwest corner of the house. It started rather small, just kind of a few nibbles on the siding. And then they noticed that the nibbles got a little bit bigger and big chunks of siding were disappearing. They tried Boundary and other of those chemical sprays to discourage pets from coming into an area. She said that didn't last at all. Someone had told them that aluminum foil would work. So they duct taped aluminum foil around it, but Rufus was not deterred by aluminum foil. Next, they tried chicken wire. It seemed that Rufus really took a major dislike to the chicken wire, and he chewed it up into little bitty bits and spread it all over the yard. She said that it had been a complete nightmare. They had to borrow her brother-in-law's metal detector. He lives down at the beach and likes to rummage around on the beach for coins and such. So they borrowed his metal detector and went out there and tried to find all the little bitty pieces of chicken wire because they were terrified of the idea of trying to mow. So now they just have a couple of pieces of plywood up there. And Rufus eats off the plywood and they replace it. And her final comment was, "Thank goodness it's the southwest corner, though. None of the neighbors can see it." Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. Now, the next couple of weeks, if you want a story in person, you could always come by the Village of Yesteryear at the State Fair and talk to me. I would love to see all of you there. I had some good news that my big sister is going to come and join me at the fair and help me out. That's going to make life a lot easier and a lot less stressful for me. As far as next week's show, I know that it's supposed to be wool, but I don't think it's going to be. I just have not had the time to do the research that I really want to do a good wool episode. It's still going to be a knitting and fiber related topic. I'm going to keep it as a surprise as to what I'm actually going to talk about, but I've got a pretty good idea. I look forward to talking to you next week. I hope you have a great week.